Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for sea and get underway. The new year can be a crazy time of the year in both workplaces and businesses.
But it's the best time of the year to think about your career or business resolutions and maybe embrace a female makeover to achieve those business goals.
Upgrading your business goals can greatly improve your success and profitability in 2019.
Helping us with a female makeover is Dr. Stacia Pierce, an award-winning celebrity life coach, entrepreneur, author, and founder CEO of Life Coach to Women.
So, greetings, Dr. Stacia Pierce. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our audience.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day.
Dialing in from the land of the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, Florida?
Yes, where it's 75 and sunny today, so I'm going to get out in that sun.
Every day in Florida. So, is it inspirational when you need, like, to get inspired, you head to the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, I go about once a month, and really just walking around is very inspiring. You know, even just watching the workers and, you know, how well they're trained is really exciting. I like to go and just pick up a little inspiration here and there.
If I was walking around, I think Mickey Mouse would inspire me.
Crazy. And the rides, they help.
Stacia, let's get started with manifesting goals into reality. What are some of the best ways to set your career business goals in the new year, and how can we stick to them?
The best way to set career goals for the new year is, of course, write them down. You want to write down your goals, but, you know, it's the way you write them down. When you write down your goals, you want to make sure that you're writing your goals not too far out. You want to make them attainable, and you want to make sure that you're writing your goals and they're measurable. So you want to write, you know, like if you say, hey, for the new year, I want to, increase my productivity at work, or, you know, I want to raise at work, then you should write down that goal. But kind of like, how is that going to happen? How do you see that for you? How is that going to be obtained? And then you want to make sure that your goals can be scalable. And what I mean by that is sometimes people write goals and they're so rigid that it has to happen this way. You know, I wrote this goal and I want to go to Hawaii, and it has to happen the month of June, and I have to be on this flight. You know, that's kind of really rigid.
And, you know, I want to go to Florida, though.
All right, well, come on. if you make them scalable, measurable, and attainable, then you're going to have a great chance of reaching those goals. Mm-hmm. And making sure that you keep looking at them. You don't want to write your goals and tuck them away. You have to keep them in your face. Keep looking at them. Write them in a journal that you open up at least once a week and review.
Yeah. I kind of like your approach. Sometimes in larger companies and corporations, they kind of get gobbledygooked with strategic goals that are long-term and too far out there, and you get confused and you lose focus. But it's probably a good idea for the smaller home-based business owner and you know, in your workplace to set reasonable goals that you can see a timeline on and visualize the steps that you're going to use to get there.
Yeah, it makes it more exciting and it keeps you focused on them. And then if they don't feel so far out of reach, then you're motivated to keep going for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Stacia, for female entrepreneurs, do you have any advice for identifying new business goals that will help with growth and profitability?
Well, to identify new business goals, I would say, one, hunt and research. I always tell people, hunt and gather your information, get out to the bookstores, review your industry, look in the direction that you want to go in your life and career, and start seeing what's out there. You know, look for some resources and do some research, and then go and set your goals. And you're going to have a more likelihood to reach those goals when you have done some research on and know what's happening in the industry. So, for instance, I had a person that worked for a photography company, and they wanted to branch out and do their own photography business. That was one of their goals. And I just said, you know what, do some research. You can get online and do that in about 10 minutes. You know, look on the internet and see what photographers are doing. How are they landing their clients, you know, and then set your goals according to that. Give yourself a reasonable timeline. Am I going to work my job and then start doing my own photography on the side? And how long is that going to be before I see myself, you know, just self-employed? So
Yeah, I like that approach you led into, and it kind of all ends up being online. You know, start doing research. And in fact, I had this happen yesterday when I'm doing a new goal with social media and management, and I started analyzing things. And I'll tell you one thing, you just get into a minefield of different paralysis, where this page and this links to that page, and next thing you've got 20 pages open trying to sort through it. So, you know, I guess there, you know, one of the things that lessons learned I use is you got to keep it simplified. And at some point, you just realize, you know, you don't need any more information. You've got to go with, you know, you got to kind of soak up as much as you can in a reasonable time and then just make a decision. And then realize you can change course if you need to.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you want to get your information, but you don't want to over just analyze, you know. Yes,
analysis paralysis, I think.
And online it can happen. You definitely can go down a trail and go from one thing to the next to the next. So you gotta have to go in with a list of kind of what am I looking for, what are the results I want to get out of this, and just kind of find your information and then, you know, jump out of there and then start taking some action. You know, because you can look forever. You have to at some point stop and start working on those goals.
You gotta move that foot forward.
Exactly.
Dr. Stacia, you talk a lot about manifesting your business or career goals. What is the best way to do that in your day-to-day life?
The best way to manifest your career goals is to, once you set them and you have them on paper, then you next step you have to do is you got to visualize it. You have to see yourself accomplishing those goals. And you want to see it on a daily basis. You want to kind of have some visuals before you, maybe a picture of what that goal looks like for you. Put it in your journal, put it on a storyboard or on a bulletin board, somewhere where you have this picture of goal card, where you say, this is what the end result looks like. And then look at that picture, examine the picture, but then take it one step further. When you start talking about manifesting what you really want, then it comes down to actually just, you know, taking some time to meditate on it, to see it in your mind's eye, to kind of create your own mind movie and kind of picture yourself in that situation. And you know what? Sometimes people find out, I have clients that have found out once they have meditated on the goal, they decided they wanted to adjust it.
I like that. A mind movie. Did you say a mind movie?
Yeah, create your mind movie.
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're creating on the movie screen of your mind. You're creating your own movie of where you want to be or the projection of what you want. How's it going to play out? Seeing yourself in the situation of your goal.
Clear. You're recommending to kind of begin with the end in mind. Where you visualize where you want to go, and that helps you to chart the road to get there.
Absolutely. It helps you to stay focused and on course, and you kind of just kind of like move like a magnet right toward that goal.
And then use the Navy, we say where the rudder is pointing you. So you got to have a direction is what you're saying to achieve those goals. Well, you know, Stacia, a lot of, women that are operating home-based businesses, you know, still have a day job. How would you, you know, recognize that they, for them to realize their value in that workplace and to effectively, you know, communicate their network when it's time to ask for a promotion or a raise?
Well, I tell you what, when you're in the workplace, what they care about is results, productivity, and profits. And so when you're going to negotiate a raise, you want to talk about those three things. You want to talk about how you can cause the company to be more productive. You want to talk about what you have done in the past to cause more productivity. You want to talk about how you can add more to the bottom line, you know, how it can, you can cause the company to be more profitable. By your skill set or what you do or your organization, your ability on the job. And you want to let them know that you're a results-oriented person, that you have in mind the company goals and that you're here to help meet them. And that because of that and because you're going to be a top player for the team, that that could qualify you for increase.
You know, I like that. You know, your approach here is to not make it personal. A lot of people go into these meetings and it's personal. Like, they got to like me, so they want to give me a raise and a promotion, and it's all about, you know, about me. But the way you're talking about is going there with a focus on the company.
Absolutely.
And what you are doing for it, and probably most importantly, what you can do for them in the future, and get it out of interpersonal, whether they like you or not, this and that. I mean, that's important also. But but keep it focused on the value that you're offering to the company.
Yeah, because I think the big mistake that people make is that when they go in for a promotion, they go in with the promotion in mind with the time they put in. So their biggest thing is, I've been here this long and I put in this much time and this is what I do on a day-to-day basis. Well, you know, when you go in there, the boss, the manager, whoever's going to give you this promotion, they know that. They already know how much time you put in. They already know what the job requirements is. And you mean the job requirements is not extra special to them. That's what they hired you for. That's what they hired
you to do. Well, it gets back to that, making it personal. And to you,
when you take it away from
all this personal, work into it personally.
Right. But when you take it from being personal and you're saying, hey, you know, I'm here for the company. I'm here for us all to win. And I'm adding to the productivity level here, my leadership skills here, then you have a really, really good chance of getting that raise, because people want to hear that. And they want to hear you tune into the tune of the company. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So achieving goals over the long term requires focus. Dr. Stacia, when working from home, what are some of the best ways to stay motivated?
The best way to stay motivated from home is to have a schedule. Because being at home, a lot of times people love it because it lends them freedom. But sometimes it can lend you too much freedom. And it can cause you to get demotivated because you're not getting enough accomplished. So I would say I have this little notepad that I created. And it has where I wake up and I use it every single day. And it's an accountability pad. And I write down my 3 intentions for the day and what I want to really get done. And then on the bottom part, it has a to-do list. My to-do list and my intentions are not the same thing. To-do could be, I got to run to the store, I got to go to the mailbox, I got to do that kind of thing. Maybe send out some packages. But my intentions are, this is what I need to get done in my business for today. This is what I need to get done to be more profitable. And so having that list can cause you to be motivated. But then the other thing is, when you're working from home, you got to learn to get up and get out. You know, taking a brief walk during the day, just taking a break. I call them creativity breaks. And I tell people to take what I call thought walks. And, of course, in Minnesota, that might be a little
hot. We just bundle up more.
bundle up and get out more there. But, you know, but just, you know, take a 5-minute walk. Get outside. Get near nature. And then get away. Breathe in the fresh air. And then come back to your desk or come back to wherever you work and go back to the workplace. Or, you know, taking a stretch break, you know, and then maybe a tea break, just sitting comfortably, drinking a cup of tea, just something to kind of take you away from the work to give you into a state of just relax, meditation, stir up your creativity, and get back to the job.
Let's dial back to one of the things you mentioned early in your answer here, which is to look at your intentions.
Yes.
To do is one thing, but the intentions to make sure you're focused on those and have those written down. Now, I imagine the intentions then are lined up with your goals.
And absolutely.
You know, that's where you connect everything to your short-term plan and make sure you're, the way I look at it, I don't know what you think about this, but you start focusing on what's urgent versus what's important.
Yes,
and the intentions help you keep on what's important then.
Yeah, that's so true. And so that's what happens when you wake up and you set an intention. And I say 3, because when you get past 3, you get overwhelmed. People's minds can only really handle 3 really serious items a day.
It's funny you mentioned that, because that brings me back to when I used to work with the Marines, and they said same thing. They kept everything in rules of 3.
Yeah, you do. I tell you, with my clients, I keep everything in rules of 3, and it's amazing, because I'll have some come work with me for a month and they're like, oh my goodness, I became so productive in the last 30 days. But that's because we're doing the rule of 3. Yep, 3 intentions, 3 top things you want to focus on for the day, and you know, let them they align with your goals, and then you get those things done and you feel so accomplished. Mm-hmm. You feel like, I mean, at the end of the day, when you can cross off 3 things, you know what it feels like to cross something off your list and feel like done, over, did it? You know,
I can't get one thing scratched off on my list. Imagine that'd be a great. Well, Stacia, as an entrepreneur, you know, what do you recommend for others looking to embrace their entrepreneurial spirit in 2019 to help grow their businesses?
I would say I'm a big believer, of course, I guess because I am one, but I'm a believer of having a coach. I know it changed my life years ago, but just having someone that has already went the direction you're going, that's gone before you, that can give you some advice, some help, some steps, and just be accountable. Just having someone to be accountable and talk to, talk over your goals and dreams with. Then, of course, just getting out of your comfort zone. I always say that you have to get uncomfortable to become way more profitable. And that may mean that you have to show up some places, and that's going to workshops, seminars. There's so much new information that's out there. And sometimes you don't even have to go anywhere. You can take an online course. You know, you can take a Zoom, a course with Zoom. You can take a course with all these new classes and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, then it causes you to know what's new, to know what you might want to do next. It stirs up your entrepreneur spirit, you know, and it keeps you in the know. And so that's what I would say. And when you want to go in that direction of working for yourself, becoming an entrepreneur, you want to stir up that side of you, get some information before you step into it. And if you want to make things happen fast, then get some help.
One of the things you mentioned is such a good point is, you know, get out and start networking. And I think, you know, just the fact of just network, at least network local. If you can't get, you know, out to a conference or, you know, something of a more substantial nature in getting out, but just being able to network within your community or your locality and your industry. There's always industry business related events where you can network, you know, face to face personally. And I think that should be an important part of, you know, embracing that entrepreneurial spirit.
So important, especially with the age of the internet, because there's so many things we can do from online now. You know, you got the Facebook, you got Instagram, you got Twitter. There's so many things you can do from at home and just on your computer sitting at a desk. But I tell you what, when you really want to grow your business, it doesn't matter what age we're in, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone and get out and meet some people. And
so you got to get unplugged.
You got to get unplugged. You do. I'm telling you, the people that are really making it are people that are still doing some traditional networking. Getting out, going to events, seeing people, interacting with people. And then it just keeps you a little bit more engaged. And I think it keeps you more soft-hearted. You know, I think you can, when you sit behind a computer all day, you know, you're not interacting with people. It can get you a little rusty with how to act with people.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, there's a place, a hotel offering vacation packages. And when people show up, everyone's showing up with their cell phone and they're sitting around the pool and absorbed in their phones, and they have a deal where you put your phone in a box and lock it up for whatever that event is. And they get contests. If you lock your phone up, you're entered into contests and lottery. And before you know it, by the end of the vacation, nobody's looking at their phones.
I love it.
They're unplugged and they're realizing they can enjoy life that way too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dr. Stacia Pierce, this has been a great discussion on a 2019 female business makeover. Do you have any final points you would like to share?
I would just say for some final points that when you want to change directions in your life, I would start with a journal. I would just get down and write down my ideas, direction, goals, you know, where I want to go. And then the next thing I would do, I would also find someone to talk to about it, get a passion partner, you know, someone just to kind of bounce your ideas off of that can give you a little bit of feedback. And then I would also say to, like I said before, get out of your comfort zone. You want to do something new, go see what that looks like. Go see other people in your industry. Maybe if you can, someone will let you kind of follow them along while they do their job or, you know, maybe something like that. And then the last thing I would say is just to keep yourself motivated by affirming what it is that you desire. Write it down. To confess it, declare it, affirm it every single day that you're going in a new direction, and just affirm that things are going to turn out okay for you.
Wake up each day and make a plan. Make something happen each day. Well, Dr. Stacia Pierce, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you. This has been a great interview.
Yes, thank
and
you so
much. I hope you guys come to Warm Disney and come see me. Come hang out.
No, it's not going to be long.
To learn more about Dr. Stacia Pierce, visit www.lifecoachtowoman.com or our website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more info, visit homebusinessmag.com. Or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.